Hello and welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today is December 16th, 2019, and we're going to be talking about how we are healing deep energies within ourselves through our family lineage. It's a very important time to be more conscious of the family dynamics that you have inherited. We're going to look at matriarchal and patriarchal energies. We're going to talk about the restructuring and the realignment of these energies within you. All of this pertains to the North Node in Cancer and the South Node in Capricorn. These energies are moving through the solar system at this time, and they are working with the Sun and Jupiter in Capricorn as December 2019 comes to an end. It brings up more of these themes in our lives, more of these cycles, and a deeper understanding of what you as a soul chose to master. So we have some really good topics to dive into today. I felt this was timely, and I kept getting the image of a chain link. And so I'm going to talk more about what that means, also what that connects to at a grander level. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. I have just passed my 500th episode. The show has been going strong since 2012, and I hope it continues to go strong for years to come. I love doing this podcast and connecting with you, sharing the information that I receive through my channeling and intuition. The astrology that I share is based on energetics, spiritual knowledge, and intuitive messages. So it's a different type of astrology. There's many types of astrologies out there, and it's wonderful to explore each of them, to follow what resonates with you, what is supporting you, and also what you're learning about your own astrology chart. I've been studying and practicing astrology for nearly 30 years now. It is certainly something that we learn over time. Even with the internet, it can feel like you are able to learn something quickly. But what I've observed with astrology is that you can learn it quickly, but you often practice it slowly. It is a slow, ongoing practice because it has this testing energy to it, where you understand what something's happening astrologically, and then you look at how it shows up in your life. You look at how it shows up in the real world. That's part of the, let's see how this plays out. Because all astrology has many possibilities. There's many ways an energy can unfold. There's many levels of consciousness at which the energy can unfold. And as you rise in consciousness, you understand more about what you're learning, healing, understanding, how you're stepping into your power, how you're growing. You're able to identify themes and cycles, which astrology powerfully points out. It will highlight for you what's coming back around, what is showing up in your chart, what's very strong for you right now. And it helps you tap into the higher consciousness choices you can make at this time that perhaps were not available to you previously because you weren't at that energy. So astrology also helps us in elevating our vibration and our frequency to step into where your energy can be most well used, as well as how you can be walking in your power as you live your life. You live a life that's bountiful. You live a life that's joyful. You live a life with happiness. And all of this is also communicated through your natal astrology chart. That's because it is a map of your energy. The astrology chart that you came in with in this lifetime was chosen at a soul level. And there are times when you could have arrived on the planet at different periods of time. You could have arrived a year earlier than when you were born, a year later, a month later, a month earlier. And this also highlights your soul contract with your biological mother. The North Node in Cancer is highlighting mother energy, that first experience of nurturing, that first experience in the womb, which is the energy that you gestated in, you were developing in physically here as a human being, and then you came in through your mother, through a mother, you came in with the need to be loved, nurtured, held. And this is part of what the North Node in Cancer is reconnecting us with. How we feel loved, within ourselves. And oftentimes these energies come to our awareness outside of ourselves through that relationship with a mother or mother figure, your experiences in childhood, your first experiences of the emotional world. And this is also part of the Cancer realms. And we're learning about our early emotional imprinting with the North Node in Cancer. We're understanding where some feelings originated, things that have been deep within our unconscious or subconscious, operating behind the scenes, similar to a computer program, where your computer has many programs running and you're identifying, oh, this is the programming of my emotional needs that has been running since birth, and this is why it's related to the mother. And oftentimes when we're in the womb, we are absorbing the energies of our mother. We are absorbing what she is going through, what she is experiencing, her own emotional inner world. And we often don't know that. We don't know that full story, or we don't know what the mother was going through at the time of a pregnancy. And the energy of Cancer can reveal more about what was held within, what we had to move through as we were growing within the womb. And, you know, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but the images are so clear, and something we're meant to understand is to really look at what you absorbed from your biological mother that you were innocent and you were taking on, you were holding something for her as you were growing within her. And this could have been from her environment, from her experience, from whatever life was for her at the time of her pregnancy with you, not to mention whatever was happening in the collective, whatever was unfolding in the world at that time, you also absorbed it. So this is a really fascinating energy to trace. And you can just trust yourself intuitively with this and just trust whatever pops up. Maybe you aren't able to ask your mother. Maybe you don't have that information or those answers. But you can intuitively tap in to what it was about, to what you were moving through before you were birthed. And I feel like this is really important right now, because as we raise in consciousness and we understand all the layers of energies that we are imprinted with, we are learning from them, we are growing from them, we are expanding from them, and we're also being asked to filter, filter, filter. And that is part of the South Node in Capricorn. And we're going to see Jupiter in Capricorn and the Sun in Capricorn make connections to the South Node in Capricorn as it continues its final journey through Capricorn into 2020. As I do this show in the middle of December 2019, the South Node is at 8 degrees of Capricorn, meaning the North Node is at 8 degrees of Cancer. This is the first decan of Cancer, which is 0 to 9 degrees, so it's also the first decan of Capricorn. And the first decan of every astrological sign is a place of learning, of new energy, of a sense of innocence and understanding what the energy is about. The North Node and South Node, the nodal axis, always travels in reverse, and it is now going to move through these very early energies of Cancer and Capricorn, matriarch, patriarch, and what was understood unconsciously when you were in a place of gestation. Cancer is also about early childhood. Again, it's your first experiences of a feeling, your first experience of being loved or being understood, your first experience of vulnerability, and whether it was safe to open your heart or to share how you feel. whether it was okay to say what you wanted or what you needed, whether your needs were met. And at times we don't even know what our needs are, especially when we are young. And then we have that energetic imprint that we carry throughout our life around whether or not it's safe to be in our feelings. The Cancer energy can be very vulnerable. And there is an energy here of what you had to build up around your heart to be safe or to protect that soft, gushy middle part of you. And this is something that we all have, but we have it at different strengths. Like there's a spectrum of the energy. And that will show up for you depending on what you have in your natal chart in Cancer. If you have any planets or points in Cancer, and by points I mean North Node, South Node, Ascendant, Midheaven, Part of Fortune. There's different astrological points in a chart. The Cancer energy is where you're developing that trust in yourself and that understanding of how you truly feel. And that it's okay to have your feelings, that you're meant to flow with your feelings. We are learning how to be in our emotional body and to heal it. We are learning how it is safe to have feelings. And I often reference the work of Brené Brown in this area because she has done a lot to affect millions and millions of people around the power of vulnerability, for example. The power of understanding what is your responsibility and what is not. So know that this is a collective lesson right now. Getting to the heart of what you need. But how this works at this time is that then you step in and take care of yourself. You look at whether you're pointing that neediness outside of you or whether you are taking responsibility for it, which is the strength of Capricorn. And the South Node in Capricorn is showing us what we have done for others, what we have done in the world that is now expiring, that's over, what is complete for us, what we no longer need to hold on to, how we no longer need to walk in the world in a certain way, the responsibilities, the roles, the status, all of that shifting. And it's shifting in a powerful way as the sun is going to be conjunct the South Node in Capricorn at 8 degrees on the very last 2 days of 2019. So December 30th and 31st, huge release point. I mean, there's a sense here of probably when you're sleeping or even through an intentional ceremony to remove what is done for you. There's this sense of we've been carrying baggage energies that are no longer needed going forward. And I feel like when the sun is conjunct the South Node, the sun brings light, it brings awareness, it brings energy. It's going to bring relief and it's going to shine a light at this 8 degrees of Capricorn in your chart. And this is going to also highlight more of what you are releasing since Saturn was at 8 degrees of Capricorn and since Pluto was at 8 degrees of Capricorn. Saturn was at 8 degrees of Capricorn throughout 2018. It was the first pass in March 2018, then again in May 2018 and December 2018. And so this 8 degree point is now being cleared out by the South Node in Capricorn. And it's like a broom sweeping away any of the significant themes that you were learning in your real world throughout 2018. So when there are these cycles that move over the same territory in your chart, they're highlighting the same themes for you. So as 2019 comes to a close, you are letting go of where Saturn was working with you in 2018, because it's saying, all right, what have you learned? What have you mastered? What have you come to understand? What were the significant lessons in 2018 around your career, profession, job, responsibilities, what you were doing in the world? Look more specifically at the Capricorn area of your life, the first decan, okay? The first 8 degrees of Capricorn is where you're letting go. And now if you're aware of what's coming up on December 25th and 26th, we have this Capricorn new moon solar eclipse at 4 degrees of Capricorn. So this first decan of Capricorn is getting some heavy, heavy work right now, but it's pulling in the cycles from 2018 and it's pulling in where Pluto traversed this part of your chart a number of years ago. Pluto reached this point of 8 degrees of Capricorn in January 2012. So the energy of 2012 is coming up to clear out as well. And the Pluto energy went back and forth in 2012 as well. So what's going to happen is that you're being asked by this Pluto energy of soul growth, evolution, healing, release, permanent change, to step into what you have mastered and come to understand about yourself over the past number of years. And December can highlight some lessons or themes from 2018 as well as 2012. But the South Node in Capricorn continues on, and it's going to continue to clear out all of the energies that you went through from when Pluto entered Capricorn in 2007, 2008. All right. So as the South Node moves in reverse, it's deeply highlighting again these themes of 2007 and 2008, not to mention 2012 and then Saturn in 2018. So the cycle is really important. This is a very rare cycle. That's why I'm focusing on it, because you could possibly connect some dots again in the early degrees of Capricorn in your chart about what has been deeply life-changing. What has significantly altered you for a number of years? What has required a lot of work and restructuring within you, your sense of power? And it's understanding that you're also meant to gain and benefit from it. And this is where we're going to see the energy of Jupiter in Capricorn come through. Now, Jupiter is coming through at this time, asking you to say, okay, this is what I've learned. This is what I've come to understand. I've gained wisdom. I've gained a new perspective. I've expanded my sense of self in the world because of all of these years of working through something at a very deep level. Jupiter wants to bring in that next opportunity, the next step, the advancement, but it's also asking you to recognize yourself over the past 12 years. And so the Jupiter cycle is significant because Jupiter has not been in Capricorn for 12 years. So it's a 12-year cycle, but it also then highlights where Pluto has been traveling in your chart as well. All right, so there's these overlapping energies that are really significant. It adds such a focus to the Capricorn area of your chart. And for those of you who are in my 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinar, we talk about this into 2020. I guide you through what is happening in your chart, what the Capricorn energies are about, what the themes are, the soul growth lessons, all of that. So know that you can get more information about this specifically in that webinar. It's actually three webinars. And I really want people to feel powerful about their life, powerful about what they can do. So check out that link below this show, because it's designed to help you see the themes and cycles that you've been moving through, and also how to restructure your life, how to structure with a new sense of being in alignment with your soul mission, your soul work, your true gifts. Not what you thought you had to be in the world, not what you thought everyone wanted of you or needed of you. This is a return to what you really need in yourself to feel strong. And that's part of this North Node in Cancer. It's a return to the truth of who you are and what you need emotionally, where you feel emotional satisfaction on a daily basis, where you have that sense of, I'm so grateful for what I do and I love what I do in the world because I love myself. I'm able to step into my mastery and I'm able to do the work that resonates with my heart. And so the North Node is activating that deeper energy in our heart. Now, what's been also unfolding is this chain link energy that I've been seeing. And imagine a big chain link that has been developed and grown over decades and centuries. And I see this very big chain link rope that has rust on it. It has barnacles. It has grown crusty and old, and it's heavy. It's very heavy. And so I was intuitively receiving this visual around the chain links, and they were showing me how it then twists and it connects with our DNA. And it's the DNA within us at a physical level that relates to the family, family energies. Again, going back to that, what you absorbed in your mother's womb, the energy of the father role, if there was a lack of father, that too. It's the energy that was taken in unknowingly at an unconscious level, and it was absorbed on these links, on these chain links. And so they're showing it to me as DNA links, but then they're showing it as a spiral that goes to the galactic center of our solar system. And they were actually showing me something kind of cool, that all of the DNA chains and links in our bodies naturally spin towards the galactic center. It's that magnetic pull of the galaxy, of the cosmic energies. It's like part of our human selves are naturally drawn to a bigger energy field. And so they're showing me this chain link that is connected with our DNA, but that's also connected with where the universe is spinning. So it's kind of a cool micro-macro understanding of the energies, of how we are each a part of the cosmos at a physical level, and that we're magnetically drawn to the spiraling energies that go to the galactic center. And so what they're saying is that we are actually clearing out this chain. We are clearing it out. We're getting rid of the barnacles and the crusty bits and the rust and the mildew. And we're energetically doing that with light. And that comes from these new energies of the sun, the neutrinos that are coming through, blasting us at a very loving rate is what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a higher vibration and intensity from the sun. The solar flares, the coronal mass ejections, all of these energies, when we consciously work with them, are clearing out parts of our DNA that's been very unconscious. Now, you do need to give permission for this. You do need to ask for this. And then there is permission granted, obviously, because you have your autonomy and your free will. And you need to say, I willingly allow for this energetic clearing with light across my DNA structure. And not only can you include your conscious DNA, but you can include your what's been called the junk DNA, which is actually just DNA that hasn't been understood or fully studied. I feel like at some level, we don't have the technology to fully understand yet all of the components of human DNA. I'm feeling like there's lots of research happening. There's lots going on. Of course, it's not public. It's not going to be published anytime soon. There's different experiments. But there's more about the human structure that is very unknown. And that's because a lot of the origins that I'm seeing and feeling intuitively pertain to cosmic origins, like DNA that's not from this planet, that is cosmic in origin, and that you have to have the right key to unlock that door, so to speak. So you have to have the right tools to understand what this DNA is. But all of this is where we can give permission to have the energy healed with light. And then it affects our physical selves. It affects our light bodies. It works with our emotional bodies, with the pain body, the fear body. All of this can blast away what you hold for your family that did not benefit your family. And oh my goodness, that's a big topic. And so many different paths sprout off from that theme of what didn't benefit your family in some way. And I'm feeling like it could be so many different types of energies, whether it's emotional energies or addictions, family patterns, the lineage. And what I'm hearing is that you are the chosen one. Yeah, it's bringing tears to my eyes. You are the chosen one who has the power and consciousness to work with this within yourself to heal an energy in your family. And I feel it as, this doesn't matter if your family members are alive or deceased in spirit. And as I'm saying all this, I'm actually getting now this really powerful visual of energies in spirit coming forth that are supporting this work because they couldn't do it in their human lifetimes. And I feel like some people, they couldn't do it within 5 human lifetimes. It just wasn't possible. Because of the energy, there wasn't the tools, there wasn't the consciousness, there wasn't the understanding. I'm getting, I'm getting this message that says, please forgive us. Please forgive us. And how there's generations here. Like, you look, I'm looking up and I start to see more energies, you know, kind of the silhouettes of different people, more energies of those who could only go so far with the family lineage because there was a heaviness in their body, in their structure, a heaviness in their DNA that they couldn't clear. And I'm feeling this as how it's shown up for people who are still in their human bodies, as a lot of, it feels like cynical energy. It feels like guilt. It feels like the person who's always in a bad mood, that the person who is exhausted from life. I'm feeling this is a parent's energy. I'm even hearing some individuals in their 90s. I'm feeling like there's a sense of they were only able to do so much in their lifetime. And so part of the soul contract between you and your family, your soul groups, is that those of the higher consciousness are the leaders. You go first and you're often the black sheep. You're often the one who's different, perhaps ostracized or marginalized. You are the one who had to strike out on your own path or deeper understanding, the curiosity, the seeking, because there was, I'm seeing this contract sitting on a desk in the corner, and it's sort of like you were being led to this contract that you had signed, and you knew, okay, when the time comes, I can handle this, I can do this, I can take care of it. And so all of these energies I've described in this show, all these cycles that pertain to 2007, 2008, 2012, 2018, could also really support your family's soul group lessons and how you had to change it, change a dynamic, change an energy, change a pattern, change a healing. And the eclipses are supporting this change so that nothing gets repeated ever again. And you know, this of course goes back to some very old paradigms of father-mother roles that were very stereotypical, that were very strong, especially in the 50s. And I'm getting that image of how to build a suburban home. And, you know, the father works and the mother stays at home. And that's how you share the responsibilities and share the family duties. And, you know, that served a purpose at one point in humanity. But we are so past that in the collective. And part of this energy with the North Node and the South Node is a realignment and a restructuring of the daily life. And that includes who you are at home and who you are in the world, how you tend to familial responsibilities and how you tend to your professional self. So there's this restructuring within each of us of matriarchal and patriarchal duties, and it's understanding that it's your own formula, that you get to choose what works for you. Matriarchy and patriarchy are not the same thing. It's not like with patriarchy, if you just replace it with women, you have matriarchy. No, they're different energies. And the patriarchal energies tend to be vertical, and the matriarchal energies tend to be horizontal. And so when you have that vertical and horizontal energy in alignment, you have balance. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm seeing the cross. It's like Jesus and Mary Magdalene, energies that are united. I'm seeing, and I know that the cross is associated with Christianity, and I don't mean it in that way, although you're free to interpret it as you wish or as it speaks to you. But I'm seeing it as the cross of energies that supports understanding how you're able to stretch out and stretch up and down. Like, I'm seeing it as it relates to the human body. Stick out your arms, and how you're able to stretch out, which is matriarchy, to share, hug, bring people in, community, being aware of your physical space, being aware of how to relate and connect with others. And then I'm seeing it as the vertical energy going up and down, which is standing strong in yourself, confidence, the spine or the backbone, the ability to be your own individual self with confidence, and that being part of the healthy energies of patriarchy. So we're energetically reworking all of this within our physical selves, starting at the relationship with our body and our energy. And it's all getting cleaned and cleared with light to remove expired roles, dynamics, energies that we've held for lifetimes, centuries. And it's reworking and reprogramming the human body. And I feel like there is a strengthening now. I'm hearing Okay, so now I'm hearing the importance of doing yoga and yin yoga. A yin yoga being receptive and yoga being active. And again, that's practicing the feminine and masculine energies. And I'm also seeing how any kind of yoga that supports the lower back is very important right now because of how the lower back supports us through the muscles, the spine, and keeps us strong. So they're giving us some ways to work with these energies and to incorporate them into our physical selves so that we understand all of our power. And that's what I'm hearing now. This is about the powers that have been out of balance, and they're coming back in balance within us individually, within our families, and within the collective. And it's to look at how you can walk in the world with DNA that's been cleaned with light. That's just what I'm seeing. It's light activation. And now they're showing me, you know, when you, well, this was big in the 80s, you sit in a tanning booth. And I'm not saying that, no, but that's the image they're giving me of a light booth, a light booth. But you do this when you sleep. Before you go to bed, you lay down and you activate a light booth around you that blasts light. And this is just something you visualize. Do not sleep in a tanning bed. I am not saying that at all. This is a visual activation. You lay down and you imagine yourself cocooned in this light, and it's blasting your energy. And I can't stop smiling because this just looks so awesome. But it's one of the practices we can do to activate the human light body, to remove fear, to remove limitations, to remove what you thought you had to do in the world. Okay, so what it's doing is it's removing these deeper, heavier Capricorn energies that have become cynical, hardened to the world, emotionless, that have become grouchy, world-weary, or a bully. The lower archetypes of Capricorn energies are being blasted away so that you can feel a strengthening in yourself at this time. And it's the conscious use of these light rays that are going to soothe you. And I also feel it warming the heart. So warming that north node in Cancer, warming it back up if that has gone cold. I just got the image of one of those ice packs, those icy cold ice packs, that it's like the frozen heart. Or if there's been something frozen in your heart, this blasts it away. And I'm hearing that that is the message for today. That this is complete now. That it's really important to leave it at this visual for you. And when you think of it, work with light in this way. Have that light penetrate your DNA and know that that's then supporting the family healing. When you give your permission and when you ask for this type of energy work to happen. Okay, wow. My head is spinning. And this was a very cool channeled message that I wasn't expecting, but I trust it's reaching you in the most perfect and divine way as we close out 2019. And please note that, again, you can check out your own soul growth energies in the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology webinars, three webinars, and it's meant to come back and visit throughout the year, by the way. So you can use coupon code POWERFUL and get all three webinars for $22 USD. That expires December 31st. So that is in alignment with our energies here of the Sun conjunct the South Node. And a quick programming note, I am going to still have these podcasts for you throughout December. I will be traveling with my family for the holidays, but I'm going to pre-record podcasts for you. I just know that I have to do it. There's been times when I've taken a few weeks off this time of year, but this is so much about I have to stay on course with these messages for you, for me, for us. So know that I will have podcasts for you as we close out 2019. Okay, my friends, thank you so much for joining me. You will find more information about my work and my offerings at mollymccord.online, as well as at consciouscoolchic.com. I have more astrology classes as well as more business development classes for healers and awake individuals who are here to uplift the planet. I hope those support you. It's practical stuff, by the way. It's designed to help you get clear about your taxes, your finances, your work in the world, all that good stuff. And I'll see you back here on Wednesday for our next weekly intuitive astrology podcast. So thank you so much. Enjoy sleeping in your light cocoon, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.